Now let's talk about performance. Depending on your configuration, you may be seeing poor performance for the Shuffleboard game when you run in the Windows Phone emulator. There are different reasons for this, including video card drivers and virtualization settings. I want you to refer to this blog post which I have, and there's a link to this in the text walkthrough, and this will walk you through different things you can check with the emulator, and also talk about things in Silverlight that are applicable for performance on Windows Phone. One performance tweak we can make easily is to take advantage of hardware acceleration. Silverlight enables us to use the video card to render elements. This can greatly increase performance. To do this, we add a cache mode attribute to any elements we want to hardware accelerate. Let's look at our current frame rate using some metrics that are provided by Silverlight on Windows Phone. If we go to the UC main game constructor, we're going to add a line of code here, and this is going to turn on a frame rate counter for us. Now let's run the project. And if you look up here at the top of the emulator, you'll see that it's showing us a few different metrics, and the first metric is the frames per second. And it's hovering right around 31 right now. Now as I move the puck around, it's going down pretty drastically. I can get it down to 13, 12, I think it dropped to 3 frames per second at one point. So the performance when I'm animating this is really pretty poor. These other metrics are important as well, and again I want to refer you to that blog post, and this walks through some different resources that you can learn more about those metrics and gives you a summary here of those. So let's now add our cache mode attribute. So if we open UC Puck, if you remember, UC Puck was an element that we added in from an existing file. And I just want to show you that this already has a cache mode attribute on it. Okay, so the attribute looks just like that. I'm going to copy this. And let's add this to our main games table. So I'm going to go to the XAML view here, and I'm going to paste in cache mode equals bitmap cache. And let's run the project by hitting F5. And now if I take this and move it around, you can see that my frame rate stays pretty consistently up in the 20s and 30s. And it just feels smoother now as I throw some of these pucks. Well, that's it for this walkthrough. I hope you enjoyed it. Here's a few more resources. My blog is andybeaulieu.com. I also have a site, spritehand.com, which showcases some of my fun Silverlight stuff. For the physics helper, you should go to physicshelper.codeplex.com, and that uses the Farseer physics engine, which is at farseerphysics.codeplex.com. And finally, if you're looking for general information on using Expression Blend, I recommend you go to the Design Toolbox, which is at microsoft.com/design/toolbox.